Hey all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank and I'm here with my mom Shirley.
Hi.
Today we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 1, This Is Where the Legends Are Made. First episode of Season 46, what did you think of it?
I liked it. I do like when there's more challenges, especially when it's a 2-hour episode. Again, next week we have another 2-hour and then they go into the 90-minute episodes. You know, I think we've got some good people. There's quite a few that stand out so far to me. A couple that definitely need to go. And of course, we already got one out. But yeah, I think we really have some strong players. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first times in a long time where I have six that could easily be my favorite.
Yeah.
So that's why we need that second episode. I have at least six that I could choose from.
Yeah.
But there are definitely like four that I'm ready to get out of there. And yes, one of them went home.
Yes.
I believe that we're going to have 90 minute episodes planned out ahead of time too. Like they're filmed knowing they're going to be 90 minute episodes this time.
I believe so.
So hopefully we get more challenges. That's what that should mean.
Yeah. I love the challenges.
One of the changes this season as well is we have a new host of On Fire.
Right.
Who's the new host?
Which is Dee from our winner from last season. Mm-hmm. She took the place of Rick Devon. So every season for On Fire, they'll be putting in a new guest host, which gives us the view from the person that's been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they think that's helpful. And it was. I mean, you know, she did a good job. But yeah, I got a few things to mention later on in the show about what they talked about.
Right.
But yeah, she did a good job.
Rick Devons, I think, he's meant for it. Like, he does such a great job.
Yeah.
But what's nice about Dee is she's been there so recently. Even Rick hasn't been there since the game changed.
Right.
So even his information is a little less potent as
hers
will
you can
be.
Tell she has a different perspective on things. You know, it is the new era and she does look at it differently. And so it was nice.
Interesting. Okay. So in this episode, we lost our first person who's gone is David Jelinski?
Yep.
Okay. By the way, yes, in the pre-show, we called him David. This happens every season. There's always one person whose name isn't their name. And that was David. And the whole time, like halfway through my notes, I changed over to Jelinski. And then the way he was acting, I was like, I might not have to worry about this for too long.
Exactly.
I think Jelinski was the right choice. What'd you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just so frustrating that, you know, you think that the casting would be better, but maybe they don't see that. But truly, like when he got there, to me, it didn't seem like he tried at all.
He just, he didn't have that, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, his heart wasn't in it. Yeah, he wasn't hungry for it. To give up so quickly, it's just so unfortunate because he took that spot from somebody else.
Yes, and I wonder, I mean, like he had a really good story. We talked about his story beforehand. He's the one that was from Vegas. You know, he sells slot machines. And I think that is a lot to carry him, but maybe they should be aiming more for people who have that drive, that dedication, and less a good story.
Right.
Because I don't know about you guys, but for myself personally, I don't care as much when we learn about their backstories. I'd much rather hear a conversation between two of people.
Yeah.
I think that's more fruitful.
Yeah.
So
I also like when, you have a bigger range of ages. We've got a lot of younger kids. We only have two in their 40s.
And we also, I want to add in there real quick, we don't have very many young kids.
Well, he was 24?
And I think he's the youngest.
Yeah.
Which, in the past, we've had a 19-year-old. We've had, you know, so we have
and
a lot more
in the
30s.
And some of the younger ones have been very good, so don't get me wrong on that.
We have a lot in our 30s at this time around.
Yeah.
Carson,
yeah.
One of our favorites, was one of the youngest.
Yeah. No, yeah. Some of the young ones are great, but I'm just noticing, like, we only have two in the 40s. We do have a good group in the 30s, but it just doesn't seem like they're picking up the older ones, and maybe because they struggle too much, but I don't know. I know some in their 50s, you know, I mean, Rudy was awesome and, you know, Gabler, he was awesome.
Yeah. So, Gabler's a good one. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'd like to see a few more added just to make the game more diverse, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a good portion of Survivor contestants now that are born after Survivor.
Yeah.
And that's a different aspect of the game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start getting into this episode. The three new tribes arrive on a beach with Jeff. The seas were choppy, but they're all too, I think I would be too excited to care about the choppy seas. Like they're talking about like, oh yeah, stomach aches.
Yeah.
That's not even on my mind anymore.
Nope.
The new tribe names are going to be Yanu, Siga, I'm going to go with that one, and Nami. Of course, we're going to usually use their colors. So purple, green, and orange.
Right.
Here are our tribe contestants where they're at. So in purple, Yanu, said Yanni earlier. I think Zianu is Banu, David, Q, Jess, Kenzie, and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. In Siga, which is green, is going to be Jem, Maria, Moira, Ben, Charlie, and Tim. And in Nami, which is orange, we have Hunter, Randon, Tevin, Liz, Soda, and Venus. So those are our contestants right there. Based on those and our first impressions off this first episode, what tribe do you think is the strongest?
I do feel that the orange tribe is definitely the strongest. Then the green, purple, I think is going to really struggle.
Yeah.
You know, they already lost Jelinski. I do believe they're going to lose Jess. There's a couple of strong ones there. Q, definitely strong. I think Tiffany's probably going to do well. I'm not sure about the rest, but I like orange best. What about you?
I mean, orange challenge wise, we see them dominate this episode, but I think Jess is not having a hard time fitting in. But I think, and once she starts sleeping, maybe it'll change.
Yeah.
But I think socially, the four that are there that made the four-way alliance will be a strong four-way alliance. But man, orange is unstoppable in challenges today.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are our tribes going forward. And right away, we have a challenge for them.
Yeah. So as we start our challenge, they're going to win their camp supplies, which is a pot, machete, and flint. And the second winners, the ones in the second place, will be able to choose who goes to sweat or savvy challenge. Whoever wins that will win their camp supplies, and the loser, no flint.
Right.
So as we get started, two members of each tribe will race under a muddy net and retrieve two heavy puzzle pieces and bring them back. Then the next pair do the same until they get all six back, and then three people will build the puzzle podium. One person will climb the podium to receive their flint. So it was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty fast, but you could definitely see the strength and the determination by these puzzle pieces because they were huge.
Yes.
And, you know, some were like rolling them, mm-hmm. especially the first few because they had didn't see the others.
Yeah.
As you see them coming back, they're doing it differently. But
those who carried it, though, far faster.
Oh, my God. Maria. Okay. She's our 47, right?
Yes.
She had it on her back. She was a challenge beast. I was so proud of her. So, I mean, it was a big one, too.
Well, and that was just such a big game changer when and people were rolling it. I also really like, and I mentioned this before, when the puzzle or the pieces you're moving or whatever are building your ladder, building your stairs, are attributing to later on in the challenge, it makes it like kind of more impactful that you're quick on this part of it and not just like, okay, everybody hit the rug, now go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was great. Hunter, he moved real quick. He brought his puzzle piece, went right back, helped Venus get hers. And, you know, they both carried on both sides. Some of them were so heavy, they did have to roll them.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the smarter thing was how they were grabbing each side.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a couple of people doing that, which was great. And so they got through it quick. They had Purple was working on the puzzle first, then green, and then yellow. Orange was done first and got their flint and earned their tribe supplies. So they got their pot and machete. Purple and green are still struggling. And then Charlie sees that there's something wrong. So that was good that he caught that, you know? So then green, they finally get the second place. They choose who's going to go to sweat or savvy, and they choose savvy. So purple, what I'm noticing, you know, they struggled and towards the end, they end up giving up. They're watching green put the puzzle together and
a theme
they're
with
just,
them.
Yeah, they're just not even putting it together anymore. They were just watching. So that was kind of disappointing. And, you know, Jelinski runs over to look at it, at the one that was already done.
Right.
Goes back and they're trying to put it together
a little bit,
but still just too far behind.
Yeah.
It was disappointing.
The other thing I want to mention, guys, is the orange tint that they used is very close to yellow. So we're going to say yellow a few times, I'm sure, by accident. Please understand, orange, yellow is the same thing. That's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I know we talked about it last night, though, is why I want to make sure to mention it now, because I'm sure later on we're going to do it again.
I went through and changed my yellows to orange, but I must have missed one.
You missed one. No, but they
sorry.
Were... The shade of orange is very light. So
that's
I just
why you had that smile on your face.
Because I know you listen to this back and you're going to hate yourself.
Thank you for pointing it out. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So orange wins their supplies. They got a pot, machete, and flint. And green is going to be choosing savvy. So they're going to go for the brains and not bronze challenge. So we start off with purple. The tribe arrives back to their beach, or to the tree, I'm sorry, to the beach the first time, and they have sweat, so they're going to fill two large urns with water. They're using buckets that have holes in them, and we're going to be getting Q and Jelinski doing this challenge. This, to me, with a hole in the bucket, I'm already like, oh my God, this is going to be, it feels like it's worth stopping and trying to figure out a way to plug that hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I mean, for starters, you've got a buff that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Take the buff off and line
right
it.
Right away, that's going to slow
put,
it down.
Yeah. Put twigs inside the holes. Put one bucket inside the other bucket if you have to.
You
got
sand everywhere. You can pack in something or whatever.
Yeah. Take turns going back and forth since they're so exhausted, they're just walking.
Right.
I'm like, dude, if you stacked them to where it leaked less, you could run back and forth while one person's waiting. I mean, there are just so many different things, but it was a trip that they didn't even think about that. They're like holding it with their hands, you know, trying to plug it with their fingers.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, they were tired and they ran just in the beginning and then they walked and I don't know.
It felt, so they were given 4 hours and Jelinski argues they should have had seven, but they were given 4 hours and they used up an hour and 15 minutes before Jelinski quit and Q, of course, has to follow behind. But you had all the extra time. Okay, sit down for 30 minutes and think a little bit and then see, like, is there something else we can do before we actually say we quit?
Right.
Would have been good.
Yeah.
You could recharge your batteries and go again. Unfortunately, that's not how it happens.
And, you know, I just, it irritated me so much that he grabbed that hourglass and threw it and broke it.
I thought the same
thing. I was just like, okay.
No respect.
You know, no respect. Very childish move.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably regrets it when he's watching it now. But it's like, it was just very frustrating, you know.
I wonder, because I was thinking too, like, first off, the prop department is amazing.
Yes.
For Survivor.
Oh, for sure.
And also, you're just like getting broken glass in the sand.
Yeah.
That's also not great for a beach they use for other shows.
Yeah.
So that is very frustrating. I wonder if he asked permission before he did it or if he was just being an idiot.
I don't know. I mean, I was so surprised that we didn't hear something from Jeff.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, if somebody's going to quit, he kind of, you know, gives them a jab because he doesn't like the fact that they're quitting.
I think there's a level of like, well, at least you ain't made it to tribal. Because I think after last season, he's just like, look, I don't want people quitting outright.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I don't know.
I was very upset by that. I thought it was, and I'm surprised they didn't mention anything on the podcast.
Yeah.
On fire.
Not at all.
And we'll see in the future.
I mean, they talked about him doing that and, you know, that was childish or whatever, but.
Okay. So if they acknowledged it was childish and it wasn't approved probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Interesting.
And it was funny on Facebook, they mentioned it a lot. They were very upset about that.
Good.
And what was interesting is they said, I wonder if that would come out of his money. You know how they do get money for showing up.
Yeah.
And I don't know the person that gets voted out first. Maybe he only gets 10,000 or something, but you know, it should come out of that because you're destroying property.
Well, even if it doesn't come out of it, the big part about Survivor is when you join it once, it's kind of like Star Trek in this way. When you join it once, you're part of the family now and you have income forever. You can go to Survivor conventions. You can go. Jeff has always got your back as long as you're not a jerk.
Yeah.
And so just don't be a jerk. Just don't throw that hourglass and you don't have to just sell, you know, slot machines the rest of your life. But you messed up because you were being childish.
Yeah.
And
that's too bad.
Honestly, you made Q look a lot better too, in my opinion. Because the whole time when Q's just like, I don't give up, I don't quit. I'm like, oh man, Q's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because he's in contrast to Jelinski, who was quitting after just an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Back at camp, we see Banu as he's excited to be on Survivors. He shares his journey from India to the USA, and he wants to be a provider. How beneficial do you think his past in India is going to be for the new series?
I think it could be very beneficial. Who did we have before that was very comfortable in their environment because they...
Gosh, you know what? I know I could see his face exactly. Starts with a K. That'll bug us forever.
I know.
Great.
Good okay, job, somebody
Bob. You brought
tell
it
us.
Up and it's driving me bananas. Oh, man.
But yeah, I think that's truly a benefit, you know, because for some people, that's a very hard life out there.
Yeah.
And if you're used to those surroundings, you know, you adapt very well.
Yeah.
So,
and socially, Banu, I think, is doing a fantastic job.
Right. Absolutely.
He looks like he's getting along with everybody. He might get too attached to everybody.
Yeah.
We'll mention that now, but... Oh, yeah, I think he's going to get along with everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
Over at Green, they must do the Savvy Challenge. They have to solve a puzzle in a certain amount of time, and then they'll be able to get their supplies. Ben and Charlie are the ones picked for this. Right away, I don't think these two work well together. What did you think?
Yeah, it was more like Charlie was just assisting Ben.
Interesting.
Ben, you know, he said because the dyslexia that he has.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's able to see those numbers pretty easily. But, I mean, he really tried. He came in with a lot of enthusiasm.
He did.
And I was very, very happy with Ben.
He threw a lot of numbers out right away. He yeah. had a plan yeah. and he was going for it. And I think Charlie was just like, I'm just going to set back and help him in yeah. that case. Yeah.
And yeah, unfortunately, when they look under, that little scroll thing is yeah. down there, you know? Oh, that was
I'm telling you guys, there's no doubt in my mind. So I mentioned it in the last season, but Taskmaster has gotten a huge boost in the United States. It's big in the United States all of a sudden. A lot of that's from TikTok. But both the hole in the bucket and the fact that there's literally a message that says look underneath the table, which yeah. is both signature Taskmaster moves. Yep. I was thinking like, oh my God, they're definitely pulling some inspiration. That's so cool.
Yeah. They seem to think it was attached under the table didn't look on the ground. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, you're killing me.
So yeah, they had this board with numbers and letters on it. They had to figure out the padlock on there. But while there, they see that the message, the missing letters makes look, underneath the table, dig into the sand essentially. Yeah. The rest are washing up in the ocean and discussing their kids. Tim and Maria seem to be bonding over the fact they're parents.
Yeah.
Maria is adamant that she's not going to be the mom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. we head over to Orange. The tribe is celebrating their dominance in the challenge, and which they should. They did dominate.
Yeah.
Tevin is a little surprised by Liz's bragging about her businesses.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's pretty early. Yeah. You know, you got to hold your cards tight for a while. I think her sharing all that maybe might not be a big deal, but I think it was a little risky. What do you think?
Yeah, I know that it's an old school Survivor thing. It's like, well, if you don't need the money, I'm not going to work with you. And that's an old school Survivor thing. I think nowadays it's a lot more like voting blocks. I just need for the next vote, not necessarily to be sitting with you at the end already.
Yeah.
But I think Liz is going to be wearing thin on a lot of people. Later on, we talk about her food allergies, and I think that might kind of wear people out.
Yes, that was crazy.
Yeah. She's not trying to be annoying, but I think there's just sometimes where it's just like, you know what? Hey, we're all bonding over here, and you're over there saying I can't have this and that. And it might just make you stick out.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, okay, so she's allergic to coconuts and all kinds of things she named off. Do they accommodate for her?
Would they?
It seems like they have to
somehow.
As long
as she's not allergic to rice, it's the only food they provide.
Yeah. Can she have rice?
We'll find out. Yeah.
Maybe she's can't have gluten. Is
at a certain
gluten
point,
rice?
What can you have?
So. I know.
Maybe she could only eat bugs and then she's set. Why should that be like the thing?
I know. I'm really wondering about that. And what they can't like discriminate by saying, no, you have allergies. You can't be on the show.
Well, you can't discriminate. No, but I mean, there's a certain point where you don't sign up for a show that obviously everybody's eating coconut if you're allergic to coconut.
Right. Yeah, on her part, yeah. But what does the show do?
My big booty's not climbing over the fence. You don't see me calling up Jeff. Jeff, get me on that. I know better. I would love to be on Amazing Race, but mostly just to visit the countries.
Exactly.
I want a comfy hotel and not running. There's things you do and things you don't do.
Yeah. But I just mean, like, if somebody comes and puts them in that situation, you know, what do they do? I mean, what kind of liabilities
their rewards are
going to
be tricky. Yeah, when they win reward and they go have, like, food somewhere else, they oftentimes will put a vegetarian one in there if there's a vegetarian amongst the group.
Yeah.
That probably will be tricky.
They'll probably have to throw something in there.
She'll have like a frozen dinner on the side. Oh, they're all eating a big feast. after some time, Orange Tribe begins to work on the shelter and they start fire. They're really doing pretty well. Over at Purple, yes, we see that they're struggling and that Jelinski eventually quits. Q is so frustrated by this. And again, I think that's showing the passion behind Q and it's just going to make him look better going forward.
Yeah, I think so.
And over at Green, they run out of time and they're just so frustrated. Ben is trying to keep the vibe up around camp and everything like that. So he's just trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Will that become annoying to other people where he's trying to, it feels like he's trying to be vocal, trying to talk a lot to keep everybody happier. Mm-hmm. I think for a certain amount of people, that'll be really good. And others, it might be annoying.
Right.
It's a gamble.
I'm hoping it's not annoying. I kind of like Ben so far. But I don't know, because I can tell Soda that was singing campfires is already
Hunter
irritating Hunter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe Hunter will be somebody that Ben will rub the wrong way. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Once they get to merge, that's going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
Moira talks about how she struggles making friends and she looks forward to trying to build that about herself. I always like when contestants come onto the show knowing that, like, I'm going to use the show to do something. If I win $1 million, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm here for an adventure. I'm here to make myself better. Stuff like that. Moira looks like she's there to learn her social game, really.
Right, right. Yeah.
She starts to bond with Jim and Maria and form a new alliance. I really like this alliance already. Heading over to Purple, the tribe is struggling to open up coconuts. They don't have tools. You know, thanks, Jelinski.
Yeah.
Tiffany mentions Jelinski's quitting. And then Kenzie starts to build a relationship with Banu, Jelinski, Q, and Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Jess doesn't really want to talk strategy, and it's starting to be noticeable. People are noticing that she's not wanting to socialize with them.
Right, right.
To me, I mean, I think, yeah, right off the bat, you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to strategy. I don't want to get, like, I'm being blamed or you know, picked out for being
right.
When everybody's talking strategy and then you're not, well, then you're getting blamed
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, you got to get in there and play the game. You know, I definitely think that hurts her.
Over at Orange, we talk about how Soda is singing songs and it's rubbing Hunter the wrong way. He's an introvert and he's from a small town. That's one of the things I think makes you a fan favorite of Survivor is mm-hmm. when people recognize somebody that they don't. I mean, I think a lot of Survivor fans, a lot of the Facebook fans especially, are kind of small town oriented.
Right.
So I think that Hunter's going to be a fan favorite.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So he wants to work on his social game, and he sees that Tevin is over there socializing with everybody.
Yeah.
And thinks, I'm going to work with him to kind of better myself. And they build the Andy Griffith Alliance, which I'd be all for myself.
I love Andy Griffith.
I do too. Bonanza Alliance. I'm up for all of them.
Yep. Me too.
And then over at Green, they're talking about their favorite music. And Charlie talks about how at home, Charlie's in a very like bubble and doesn't see a lot of different kinds of people. And here he's looking forward to meeting new people and new backgrounds. Yeah. Really good outlook to go into this game with. That is such a smart idea. Kind of like how Hunter is out there reaching out to Tevin. Same thing.
Yeah.
The All Girls Alliance is what they're calling themselves, approaches Charlie to join their alliance. And they're even pitching the idea of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I like that.
A good alliance name will always save you. I'm always going to remember that. Tim notices that all the women are starting to work together and is a little bit worried. So he pulls out Ben and Charlie and says, hey, we got to worry about this.
Yeah.
Is that showing good gameplay by Tim, or is he a little bit too worried right now?
I think Tim needs to. If Tim is seeing that Charlie is working with the girls, he needs to try to pull them. And it seems like Charlie was kind of, you know, just excited that he was in two different alliances. So I don't know which one he's going to be true to.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. We'll have to see how it goes. I know for Tim, I think he needs to kind of calm down a little bit. I don't think right now alliances that are formed today are going to stick too long.
True.
So don't try to poke at them.
Yeah.
And then they won't form to fight against you.
Yeah.
Over at Orange, we're seeing that everybody's starting to look for for idols. Venus mentions how she doesn't want to be seen as the princess.
Right.
Which I will say, we know what's coming up next episode. She looks like she's going to be fighting people already, so that might be interesting.
Uh-oh.
But then, we see that they're looking for these idols, and then she's comparing herself to Poverty. She warns Soda. Soda's not sure about Randon, because when Randon catches Soda, or I'm sorry, catches Venus, is right away out there talking.
Yeah.
And so there's like a three-way right there where they're just sitting there arguing over who's got the alliance or the idol. How many times do I got to mess that up? The idol. Sorry about that, guys.
I'm glad I'm not the only one messing things up.
I'm not cutting it out. So sorry about that, guys. But yeah. But they're all excited to eat, and Liz is allergic to everything at this point. So this is what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Where she's making sure to mention that she's allergic to everything. But she's also saying, I don't want to stop you guys, which I think is a good move.
Right. But she says she already has brain fog. I mean, we're like, what, day two right here in this part of the
That was like show. Earlier when they were excited to eat ants. I'm like, you guys still have breakfast stuck in your stomachs from when you guys ate before.
Exactly. You had a full meal yesterday. So why are you like so excited over the coconut juice and all, you know, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think that's overdone.
Yeah. And then there's an excitement of just like being out there.
Oh, of course that. Yeah.
So,
but to act like you're starving and you're ready to eat, you know, insects the following day, like,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Hard to
believe. I wonder when you're out there if you're thinking about that kind of stuff. If you're just being like, oh, I'm on the show. I'm excited to eat something.
Yeah. They've been watching it all this time. So, you know.
Okay, so some boats arrive, and it's going to be journey time. So we see that Maria, Jelinski, and Tevin are going on the journey. When they get to the island, they see that there's three cards. The idea is they're going to each pull one of the cards. One card has a torch, a skull, and a vote. The torch has to reveal their card to the other two, and the vote and the skull have to convince the person that they have the vote. Maria has a torch, and Tevin is the one that has the vote, and Jelinski... It's so hard because I have David written everywhere. Has this goal. Now, I liked this game, but it's one of those where you have to kind of like fib and lie and stuff like that. And it takes no time for Maria to be like, I'm just going to tell everybody you're a liar if you're lying to me. Yeah, no kidding. They're not in your tribe. Who cares? Was my thoughts. Jelinski's like, oh no. And quits.
totally quits.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy that sells slot machines.
Yeah.
Is he not in the casinos and knows what a poker face is all about? I mean, come on. He doesn't even like try at all.
No,
he
I mean,
just, I'm going to admit it. I have this goal. I'm just like, oh my God, you're kidding me.
Later on, he's trying to convince his tribe that like, oh, I did it because it was a smarter move and I thought it was nice. And like the rest of the tribe was like, who cares?
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah. I was so surprised that the Vegas guy did not know how to like have a poker face or how to play strategic at all. He is folding so fast right now.
And he doesn't just live in Vegas. He sells slot machines. He's got to interact with these casinos. And
oh my God.
I don't know about you guys, but I can't walk through a casino without throwing some money in a machine.
Oh, as soon as I hear the noises. Oh, they get me. Matter of fact, Tevin has the Survivor slot machine that we love in his house.
Really?
They showed it in one of his videos.
Oh, that's so cool.
We have many casinos near us. We have one casino that had this one slot machine in the bottom floor we'd go to all the time. It was Survivor themed. It was back in the day with Rupert and stuff.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't have it in there more. He has it at his house.
That's so cool.
Well, that's as close as he's getting to Survivor ever again. So Tevin and Maria have extra votes, and Jelinski's going back to his tribe with nothing. Yep. No vote at all. He can't vote today.
That's crazy.
He explains this to his tribe when he gets back home. They're all blown away by his choice.
Yeah.
Banu just can't believe he's quitting. And then, I mean, of course, Q's doubling down. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Why are you even here?
Yeah.
It's just looking bad.
Yeah, totally.
Over at Green, Maria explains it all. Telling the truth, by the way, which I think is a good move this early on. There's no reason to lie. Tim's a little worried about this extra vote. First, he's like, okay, well, I had this all-girls alliance. Well, now they have the extra vote on me, so he has to really do extra work on this.
Yeah.
Over at Purple, in the night, the shelter collapses. Looks pretty scary.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's crazy.
Jess mentions that she has not been able to sleep, and it's really starting to scramble her.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
She says she has ADHD.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I get that. Like, they have to have the medication there for them. So, you know, I'm sure she's being medicated.
There's lockers out there, by the way, guys, with medication in it.
Yeah. But, you know, sleep deprivation is huge. I mean, you definitely are going to have this brain fog and affect every part of your body. So that's got to be hard. She really needs to get some sleep or she'll be out real quick.
I think her problem is telling everybody about it. Chalking it up to like, man, I'm struggling out here, but I'm going to do okay. We're all having a hard time right now. If she were to kind of pitch it that way, like we're all struggling and she's like representing that idea.
Yeah.
Perfect. Don't be like, oh, woe is me. I'm different than you guys.
Exactly.
Because I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
That's where you're making
exactly.
it worse.
And Jeff mentions that at Tribal, you know, he's like, well, I'm just surprised that you're pointing that out, you know? So
there's so many times Jeff tries to help people and they're just like not catching it. Yeah. Banu, really all the tribe members start to look for idols. Tiffany finds the Beware Advantage, and it's a very simple line. Dig below where you found this, and there she finds a locked box. Once you lose the immunity, you're going to go back to the same spot, which I like that.
Yeah.
And get a location for the key to the locked box, which will have an idol inside. So until then, she loses her vote, and it's important to note that Kenzie knows about this.
Yeah.
They end up telling Q, too, so now Q knows as well.
Yeah.
And from there, we're off to challenge with double immunity.
Okay. So with challenge, it is an immunity challenge. And what they have to do is race to the top of the ramp, then untie this huge 500-pound gecko. Things huge.
I wanted one. I'm not going to lie. They looked cool. They looked comfortable.
Then they have to get it over a wall and through a tunnel, then over the top of a deck, and then two players will race to solve a puzzle. So that this gecko on fire, they were talking about how they made three of them and they are 500 pounds each and they tried them out to make sure that, you know, they could do it. The one thing that the guy that made them didn't realize is they were going to put these hooks in the gecko to go over the wall. So when they were doing that, he was just holding his breath, hoping that it lasts because that wasn't the plan when he made it, but it worked out fine.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, they ended up making three of them. So anyway, as we get going, orange is ahead, purple, and then green. They're struggling. Green is really struggling to get it over the wall because it's so heavy.
That's the point. And the gecko bends and has a bit of a gut.
Yeah.
And that's the key right there that orange picked up right away. And the other two are just not understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Because some of them are just trying to get the headpiece over.
And try to pull it down and over that.
Yeah. You've got to get that bigger portion over first.
Yeah.
From the bottom, you know, pushing up. So then green is finally over. Orange is over first, then green, then purple finally. And
I want to add real quick.
Go ahead.
Orange is over and then gets to the puzzle. They get past everything.
They are right.
Before
true.
The next one gets there. Yeah,
you're true.
So not just that green then gets over. Orange is nearing already the completion of the challenge.
True.
Before green gets over.
Okay, yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah, so orange at this point, over both of the walls, through that tunnel, the whole thing, at the puzzle, while green and purple are still trying to get over that first wall. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, finally, they get over it. Green gets over it first, then purple. Venus and Soda are doing a great job on the puzzle. And then we have Maria and Mora for green. And we have Jelinski and Jess for purple. Okay, so Venus and Soda are doing a really great job on the puzzle. We have Maria and Mora for green, and we have Jelinski and Jess for purple. Jelinski and Jess, very much struggling.
People are yelling at them from behind, like, that one. And they're just sitting there like, what?
Yeah.
It really was struggling. The worst two people to put on that challenge.
Yeah, it was too bad. And later, Jess even says, you know, I shouldn't have offered to do it because she just wasn't thinking straight.
Which means it's your fault that you did so bad.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Anyway, so orange wins, green in second place. Purple is going to tribal. So, yeah.
That's just how it is. I mean, it was clear that they were just not keeping it together.
Yeah, it was too bad.
The tribe arrives back at camp. Everybody's upset with the loss. Amazingly, everyone leaves to go to water, and Jess stays behind because they're kind of excluding her. And Jelinski's just like, go ahead, guys, have fun. And even Jess is like, are you not upset she's not going with them right now?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, why? What's the big deal? And she's just like, hello, they're talking about kicking you out right now.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's just safe.
He really does.
He's 100% sure Jess is going home.
So
and
crazy.
It's crazy to think anything else. It's blowing his mind away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, so it's one of these two that are definitely going home, though. Later on, Tiffany and Kenzie, they rush to go get that puzzle key now that they lost that immunity. Tiffany's even like, look, I'm not sad we lost the immunity. That's what she's been wanting. She's in a good group. She doesn't care. It leads her to the rock and the shallows. She goes over there. She just kicks butt at this, really, and she finds her key. Inside the box was the immunity, and she's safe and good to go. Now, Kenzie knows about this, so I keep wanting to say Kenzie, but it's just Kenzie. Kenzie knows about this now. Tiffany wants Jess out. And I was kind of surprised by that because I thought Jelinski's the easy one. I think Jess just needs a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
A little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Now, Q wants Jelinski out because he keeps quitting.
Right.
Fair enough.
Right.
He tells Banu and Jess, and Tiffany and Q debate this out on which two should go home. Banu is very conflicted. And we talked about this because in Tribal, he's going to get a little upset about this too. Why do you think he's so emotionally attached?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just his personality. Or what? I mean, they've only been out there a few days, and I haven't really seen him, be close with anybody. So, but it seems to really bother him to get Jess or Jelinski out.
Yeah. My belief behind it is that he is feeling bad for whoever's going home because he knows how hard it is to get out in the first place.
True. Yeah.
So I think he's just like, man, somebody's dreams are ending today.
Yeah.
And I think that's enough to break him. But
yeah.
To see somebody become so emotionally impacted on day one was something that stood out. I was like, that's odd.
Yeah.
But after rethinking about it, I think it's that. But something to keep in mind is that he does get emotionally attached, which might fog his decisions later on.
Right.
Kenzie says, Jess is simply too weak to keep around. We have to get rid of her. And with that, we're off to Tribal.
Okay, so we're going to Tribal. It's between Jess and Jelinski is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Jeff first asks, what surprised you the most these first 3 days? And Jess just chimes in saying she knew it was going to be physically hard, but the sleep deprivation is really messing with her ability to process information. She's having such a hard time with that.
Even when she's talking, she's just like stumbling a lot.
Yeah.
Her brain is fried.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. I feel so sorry for her. Then Jeff asks what happened at the sweat task. And that's when Q says, we decided to not to finish it. With 2.5 hours left.
Was it Q that said that, or was that Jelinski that said that? Because I remember trying to write down the fact that Jelinski kept saying we on this. And if I were Q, I'd be like, it won't we.
No, yeah. No, to start with, Q is the one that said we.
Okay.
And I was just like, dude, you are not going to take the blame for this. Yeah. And then Jelinski talks about if they had more time, they could have done it. And that's when, Jelinski says, or Jeff says, well, you need to just admit it. You right. know, you guys lost, you quit. I don't understand what your reluctance is to be able to say that.
Yeah.
And then Jelinski says, you're right. We quit the challenge. And that's when I'm like, we really? I mean, yeah, just say that, there I. It is.
Yeah.
And then Jeff, you know, he knows where all this is going.
Of course.
What happened at the journey, yeah. you know? And Q then says Jelinski gave his vote away. I mean, he's.
I love how much just flabbergasted everybody is. Like, can you believe this fool?
I know, for sure. Just telling them that he had the skull. I mean, yeah. it was just crazy.
Meanwhile, I want to jump in to say every so often Jess will come in and say something. Jeff has definitely. Jeff, I love how, because it's an hour long actual recording. We only see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But Jeff knows who it's in between. And he asks those two people questions because he knows where,
right.
what the cut needs to be.
Yeah.
So he's asking Jess questions every so often. And she just like stumbles and buries herself a little
yeah.
while.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if Jess would just say, I refuse to answer and let Jelinski bury himself, she'd be fine. But she yeah. keeps trying to answer, just like stumbling around.
I know. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And, you know, It's Jelinski just says the cards are stacked against him.
Yeah.
And Tiffany's just, she's, and he tries to say that it might come to their advantage. And that's when Tiffany's like, it might come to your advantage.
A great point.
You're the one that gave it to them. We didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not going to have anything to do with us.
And he has zero answer for that, by the way.
Yeah. He and that's when stunned. Jeff goes to Jess and says, do you make a decision that's good for the group? And she's like, yes, come back
doing
to me.
Doing that a lot. You know? Yeah.
And yeah, it's just too bad that
I want to see what she's like after one good night's sleep, because I think that might be yeah. the make or break for her.
She says, I'm like mush mouth right now. My mm-hmm. brain is somewhere else. I can't even form a sentence. And that's when Jeff's like, I'm really surprised that you're mentioning this.
Yes.
You know, because seriously, like, just sit quiet, get through it. Because he says some people don't, a lot of people have it and some people don't. Don't get rid
Vocalize
of
it, yeah.
but they also don't yeah. mention it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's good to keep that low key and, you know, until fake it till you make it. Right.
Exactly. A lot of people around you are experiencing the same thing, but they'd rather not be targeted today.
Yeah. It goes to Benu and he just says that he wants somebody socially.
Yeah.
Tiffany wants somebody that's good in strengths for challenges. And Jelinski, he's just barely hanging on. Just says, I will never give up in a challenge. And then yeah. they're all laughing. They're like, except for the journey and the other challenge.
I find it funny that Jelinski went from like, I'm fine. And then after that whole, like he gave away his vote line,
yeah.
I noticed his demeanor changed immediately. He's like, oh, wait, they're targeting me.
Yeah.
It's
duh.
Like, he realized I didn't know I was vulnerable at all. I was like, how did you know? Yeah. You could tell his emotions, everything changed.
Yeah.
yeah.
And, you know, for him to say, I'll never give up in a challenge. And then Benu says, it's a little too late.
Yeah.
And then when Jeff wants to ask him more on that, he's just like, it's time to vote, right?
It was a great line. I loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So it was time to vote. It was perfect timing. We started doing the votes. Jelinski got 3 votes. Come to find out, everybody voted yeah, against unanimous. Jelinski. So he's out.
Yeah. You know, I think it was a good choice.
I do too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He wasn't there to play. You know, I don't know how long he's been trying to get on Survivor, but unfortunately, why keep somebody in that doesn't want to be there?
And stop putting yourself in situations where you or someone like he went for the not the savvy, the sweat.
Yeah.
He was the one doing the puzzles.
Yeah.
Stop putting yourself in spots like that. He immediately right. volunteered for the journey and the others were upset that he volunteered for the journey so
right.
fast.
Right.
Like you are already making yourself look bad. Stop volunteering for things.
Yeah.
So everything you could fail at. You made sure you were a part of.
Yeah, for sure.
And failed at.
Yeah.
What did you think of while we're on it? Tribal's decor this time. It was like a Japanese.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm watching Shogun right now, guys, so I recognized it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it really looked cool.
Yeah. This definitely seems like a big one. And then it reminded me that before, when they looked like big, like when there was a big one like this, underneath it was next season's. So the whole time I'm looking at that one in the back, I'm like, yeah. I bet they could lift that off and there's something yeah. underneath it. So I'm always thinking about that now.
Yeah, because they were already working on 46 and 47, they said.
Yeah, so I bet 47 is tucked away underneath 46's.
Oh, good thinking.
And they got a good flooring in there. It's a very nice one. It's one of their better ones.
It really is.
I've never seen one so nice. For next episode, we have Purple. Looks like they're really struggling, you know, no doubt.
Yeah.
And Venus seems to be raging against people, getting upset with people. So we'll see how that shakes out. The edit could be a little shaky on that, though.
Yeah.
Looking at who we have here, I mean, I have so many favorites already. I haven't narrowed down my two yet. Anybody standing out to you?
I like Hunter and Maria.
Yeah, very good choices.
There is quite a few other ones. I really like you. Jem might be good.
Jem, yeah. I like, just I like social Moira, game wise.
Yeah.
Randon's been quiet, but I still think he's got some good. Tevin, I think he's got a really good social game. I think he might be a dominant alliance controller mm-hmm. with his social game.
Yeah. And yep. Tiffany, I think, is going to do pretty good.
And Soda, I mean, it's a solid, solid team. So we have another another episode to go before we pick our favorites. Let us know what your guys' favorites are, though, because we would love to know.
Yeah.
From the On Fire, is there anything else we have to learn?
Let's see. We covered most of it, I believe. There was one question that somebody called in about, and it just asked if a player can ask a producer questions. And they mm-hmm. said yes, which kind of surprised me. I didn't figure they could, but they said yes. They can have a private conversation if they don't understand something.
Okay.
Like, does several mean seven?
Yeah.
That was the example.
That's a good example.
So they can ask the producer. Facebook, again, like I said, just really upset with Jelinski. Felt like he shouldn't have got a spot on the show if he wasn't going to try.
Yeah.
Also talked about the holes in the bucket, what they would have done, and Liz's allergies. That was the main thing they talked about on that.
It sounds like we agreed.
Yeah,
almost
for
things.
Sure.
All right, guys. Well, that does it for our first episode into 46. Please let us know what you guys think and who your early favorites are, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.